The Lights, Camera, Austin interview.
Thank you everybody for joining me today on Lights, Camera, Austin to discuss Don't Kill It. Can everybody just go around and introduce themselves so everybody knows who's who?
Sure. I'm Mike Mendez. I'm the director of the film.
Christina Cleave. I play Evelyn Pierce.
Dolph Lundgren played Jebediah.
Well, Mike, let me start with you first. This is your follow-up to Big Ass Spiders. So how did you go from Big Ass Spiders to Don't Kill It?
Well, you know, Big Ass Spiders was kind of an interesting thing that came in my life because it was sort of set to be like a low-level, straight-to-television thing. And I sort of felt like, you know, that's up to me largely if that's the end result. It's like I felt I had an opportunity to make something, you know, more than that. And we were so blessed to get into so many festivals, South by Southwest, and get so much critical attention and whatnot that it really elevated the film. And so I kind of wanted to keep moving in an upward direction. And I wanted to move away from, no offense, the giant insect subgenre, you know, and so the script came along, and you know, it had a lot of the things that I love. I really love genre blends. I don't necessarily like doing something that's just, oh, this is a horror movie, this is a comedy. This was a wonderful blend of many things, and I just really kind of took to the character and took to the story, and felt it was an opportunity to do something different. And so, you know, so when it came about, I was like, yeah, I was really interested in doing it.
Dolph, you haven't done many horror films. You've done a couple of monster movies. Mm. But so what led you to Don't Kill It?
Like Mike, I read the script, and I thought the script was really interesting, and it was certainly a very, very different character. Like, I've never seen anything like it. You know, a guy's like a cowboy, he's like a demon hunter, he, you know, has bad manners, he talks a lot, but he's super smart, and he's kind of cool in another way, and, you know, it's just like, yeah, I like to play this guy, you know. And I haven't done much horror at all, but I did see what Mike had done, and I met him, and I knew he was going to make it very edgy, which I know in that genre you have to go really edgy to make it work. So that's why I decided I wanted to give it a shot, you know.
So Mike and Dolph, can you talk a little bit about working on the character of Jebediah? How much of Jebediah was on the paper, and how much did Dolph bring to the role?
Well, I think everyone brings something to it. You know, the writers have kind of created this thing. The movie originally took place in Alaska, mm-hmm. So it was sort of kind of this mountain man kind of thing. And then when just happenstance happened that we shot in Mississippi, and we had to kind of really, really change that. So the writers kind of created this sort of mountain man kind of thing, and then I always wanted to do kind of like an Indiana Jones exorcist kind of combo, and then Dolph kind of brought this other nature to it, you know. We could talk about what.
I think the script was, you know, had a lot of the character in it, I think, the way he speaks and the way he thinks. And like you said, the mountain man and the guy who is the Indiana Jones, you know, demon hunter in Mississippi, it's kind of close together. There's something similar there. I mean, he's not a lawyer in New York, you know, it's. He still drives a shitty truck and, you know, wears a funny hat and all that. So, yeah, I thought, you know, it was really something that I found it. I could channel part of me that usually I can't use, you know, in these roles, because the roles are written quite in a narrow manner. But this guy talks a lot. You know, you have more dialogue and you can put more into it. And he was funny and kind of quirky. And I think also with Mike, we struck some kind of chord together with Mike, kind of, I don't know, we're just like, you know, I'm a nerd too, you know, I mean, he's kind of a nerd and he wants to be an action guy and I'm kind of want to be a nerd and I'm an action guy, so there's something similar, and he kind of channels some of the stuff, he lets me do some of the stuff that normally I wouldn't do, and you know what I mean? It was kind of interesting.
Like, yeah, if I may, like, you know, I think Dolph really kind of brought a combination, like the presence of Clint Eastwood, but with the swagger of Elvis. You know, and so all of it, between all of it, it kind of became this hybrid of Jeremiah Johnson, Indiana Jones, The Exorcist, Elvis, and, you know, and Clint Eastwood, and of course Dolph Lundgren. And it really kind of makes this very unique character.
Thanks.
Christine, can you talk a little bit about sort of developing your rapport with Dolph?
Well, we didn't have that much time to develop it. It kind of was just like we were thrown into it. I got cast like 4 days before the shoot. So I was mostly concentrating on like learning my lines, being there, getting, you know, having a kind of grasp on the character in terms of also like a you know, transformation and a beginning, middle, and end, because I you know, don't like to play one-dimensional characters. And then I think just working with him, like, it was just, it just happened naturally. I think it was good because, you know, we weren't supposed to know each other in a movie. So when we met the first time, it was the first scene we shot. So we actually met kind of then. That was really, you know, when we first really ever met, that was the first day.
Yeah.
And so that worked. And then I think it kind of, the movie was shot in progression. So actually, the closer that we got, I mean, we didn't see that each other that much offset, but the closer that we got, the closer we got in the movie. So it kind of, I think it worked really well in that case. And I mean, it was funny because I think like in, our characters are so opposite and so, you know, different that it's the kind of like little funny stuff that happens is, it just happened so naturally.
Yeah.
You know, it just came out every day. I would literally just be like looking at him, like the way he was dressed and the way he was playing his part. And I was just like, oh my God, like who is this guy? You know, but that was part of the character.
Where
you know?
Am I?
Like, and so I think it just was like a really nice, I always think that things happen for a reason. And you know, the chemistry, I've never been in a movie where I haven't had chemistry with someone that I work with. And I really do believe that things just, really, if you don't like force them, they happen for a reason, and that's like, and I think I felt very, very good about it.
One of the biggest laughs in the movie is a scene where they're in a car together and he's sort of smoking and it's in her face, and that's completely just natural. Mm-hmm. That was just sort of the dynamic, and we just sort of came up with it, and it was just sort of because of the rapport, and just sort of that's where it just felt right, you know. But that wasn't the script, and you know, and so little moments like that happen from the chemistry, I think, between everybody.
And it's hard, I mean, it is hard. I usually play, I don't know, you know, very strong women, right? And I'm usually the person in the movie that is like the Dolph character. Mm-hmm. I mean, and so in a weird way, it was very difficult for me to, not difficult, but it was new for me to be looking up to another character who is stronger than me, somebody who is more powerful, kind of, in terms of both stature and, you know, screen, like, presence and everything. Mm-hmm. So that was something that was interesting, and it's interesting for me to watch the movie because, again, he has this incredible presence, and I notice myself. I'm like, I'm holding my own, thank God, but it's like, you know, I'm definitely the person who's like at working to keep up with him. You know, it's interesting, dynamic. Dynamics are everything.
I gotta open this up to everyone, but there's a scene in Don't Kill It. At a town meeting that really does remind me of the church scene in Kingsman. There's a lot of blood and guts and mayhem there. Can you talk a little bit about how easy that was to shoot, how easy that was to stage?
Well, let me just start with this, that when I saw Kingsman, it was incredibly upsetting because this project had been kind of lingering around for 3 or 4 years, and it was before Kingsman, and when I saw the scene in Kingsman, I'm like, God damn it, we'll never be able to do it on that level. It totally beat it. So you know, I was kind of thinking about it, I'm like, we just have to be that much gorier and that much more extreme and that much more crazy, but it's hard because it was a very short shoot, you know, 17 days total, and we spent a solid 2 days on that scene. Well, actually, with the exteriors, 3 days. So that was a huge centerpiece that, for me, it was like, look, this has to work. This has to really be something really special and kind of a show-stopping moment, or I think the movie's kind of doomed. So, but again, that was, you know, part of the fun was all working together and how much we had to just sort of improvise and wing it, you know, because we didn't have a lot of prep, and we just sort of hit the ground running, and everyone just sort of came together to get the extras, get the location, get the effects, and everything was really on the fly. But at the end of the day, I'm really happy with it. I really think it came out great.
So Dolph, what is that sort of rank in some of the action sequences that you've shot over 30 plus years?
Well, look, it's different because, you know, Expendables has like huge action stuff, but it's more classic, you know, car chases or boat chases or helicopters or, you know, snipers or fights. But this is just, it's just more hilarious and over the top, and it's easier in one way to wing it because you don't have to stick to any rules. You know, you want to cut the guy's arm off with a chainsaw and whatever, you just go ahead and do it.
Right.
I mean, Mike would just go nuts. I just let him. I knew he was going to. I didn't worry about that part. So I knew he was going to do it. Do it well. Good job. No problem.
And I think also one of the things that I think is really fun and special about this movie is that you know, it's a different thing for Dolph because he's not the centerpiece action star. The action's happening all around him. He's sort of trying to stop all the violence. So in some ways, it kind of plays against what we usually, you know, see Dolph do. And I think that was a lot of fun to kind of like play against expectation to a certain degree.
Yeah,
you know?
It was. It was a lot of fun.
I thought you were perfect fit for Jedi. And I'm wondering, sort of, I'm not going to obviously spoil how the film ends, but has there been talks about potentially continuing Jedi's story, not necessarily with the same demon, but...
I would love to. I feel it's wide open to continue in infinite amounts of directions. So that is up to these gentlemen and the public if it does well for that to happen. So.
Yeah, I agree. I like the character a lot, and it would be kind of sad enough to do him again, I guess, but we'll see.
We'll see, yeah.
So Dolph, at your age, 58, I believe it is.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry.
Okay, it's okay.
But you've obviously made that action films for more than 30 years now. What are you looking for in an action film and a script that you received, that, such as Don't Kill It, that you respond to that makes you want to go out and do it these days?
Well, these days it's if it's something different, you know. Mm-hmm. Like Don't Kill It was very different on many levels. Like, for instance, I just did some for Arrow, which I haven't done much TV. I just did like a little guest thing, and it's a lot of dialogue. It was like kind of a dialogue heavy kind of character, so I like that. And I'm attracted by other things. Like, things are different for me, and like they can show different sides of me. I mean, I'll do action stuff if it's The Expendables, because it's, you know, it's a big movie and it's good for your career, and it's fun because they have all the money to do all the, you know, the huge action stuff. But apart from that, I really want to try to do different things that, you know, that people don't really expect. And that's more fun for me. More of a challenge.
And that includes working with the Commodores.
Yeah, that was fun. Mm-hmm. Hope to do something else with those guys. And I'm producing a movie about strippers of all things. Next year I'm acting in that. I'm playing a kind of a criminal mastermind, sort of diabolical, like charming Euro trash sort of drug dealer guy. You know, it's a fun role, kind of a Tarantino-ish type of role. So I'm trying to do different things.
What about you, Mike? What are you working on next after?
I don't know. I really want to kind of take my time to find something special. I know one of the things that was offered is I was asked to remake Big Ass Spider in China. With a Chinese cast in China, so I might do that. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I would...
It's usually the other way around. The Chinese remake... we remake a lot of foreign language.
Absolutely, yeah, right. Totally. No, mm-hmm. I'm happy that... And that's the thing, is like I have to say yes, because they might just go ahead and do it anyway. Mm-hmm. So I should take advantage and see if I can do it. So I don't know, I'm still kind of... The jury's kind of out exactly what will be next. So. Mm-hmm.
And Christina, what are you working on after this?
I actually just got news that I was cast in the movie I was telling you about, Sarah Sell. Which in this movie I'm playing a demon. So I just played an angel, now I play a demon. So, this is exciting.
That's a spoiler alert.
Yeah, you're right. So don't say the name of the movie. Just say the other part.
I think he means this one.
Yeah. So I'm going to start that in end of October, I think. And then... I'm actually up for a German TV show, which is it's really weird. In Germany, they have these like Kommissar, also die they're like commissioners, but they're like the most amazing. Everybody wants these roles, and anyway, I'm up for one of those. So we'll see.
You mean a cop show?
Yeah, it's one of these Kimmy movies, and you have like a 5-year contract. But the great thing is, it's only 2 movies a year, so it's like 2 months a year. It's a dream job, pretty much. It's like crazy. Let's see. So that's one. Yeah.
Dolph, last night at the fantastic debates that you were talking about Rocky IV, and whether it's the greatest boxing movie of all time. But how do you feel 31 years later, still sort of being the face of Soviet might and aggression, even though, of course, the war came down a long, long time ago?
It's just a proof that some movies become classics and some don't. And it's hard to tell. It takes 15, 20 years before you know, and I think Rocky IV certainly is one for some weird reason. I mean, it'll never go away, and I think it's cool. I mean, I think, it was a good film, it came at a good time, it was a great character. I don't mind being associated with it. You know? And look, Sly played, Rocky Balboa again here and got nominated, so there's hope for everybody.
And talk about Stallone, Schwarzenegger, Van Damme, you were sort of part of that wave of the action heroes of the 1980s that really changed a lot. Looking back now, sort of, what do you think your legacy will be in terms of the way that you've changed action?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm hoping that a lot of the good stuff is in the future. That's the way I look at it. Which is obviously, that's my personal outlook, how I have to look at it. But, I mean, yeah, I am motivated a lot of people to work out and to, I guess, in their lives. I realize that when I meet a lot of the fans, which is not just, you're not just acting, entertaining people, but you're actually as a person, because I was an athlete and all, and you're motivating people on another level, which is kind of cool. And become more of a role model, I think, to a lot of kids. And now they're grown up, some of them, but some are still kids. And I think that feels good, because that's how when I was a kid, I had role models, and I got out of a lot of trouble by being involved in sports and things like that. And if I can help some other kids to do the same, that's it. That feels cool to me. Good karma,
You obviously are still carrying films such as Don't Kill It, or most recently Kindergarten Cop 2, but of course you're part of the ensemble cast of the Expendables. There's a word about a year or so ago, possible sequel or TV series. Have you heard anything yet?
You mean Expendables?
Yeah, Expendables.
I think they're probably going to try to do a TV series, but I don't think you'll involve any of the theatrical people. I think it'll be a new line of guys. That's what I heard. Mm-hmm. We'll see, But there probably be one more. If I know Stallone right, he loves his sequels, and he's done, I don't know, how many Rockies, what is it, like 7 now, and Rambos, and he'll probably do one more. So I guess I'll be in that program.
Well, everybody, thank you very much.
Thanks, man.
Good luck with the film.
Thank you very much. Thanks.